There's three questions here, but they're similar to one another. So I'm going to try to combine the questions and try to give one answer, inshallah. So the question is, we have witnessed it throughout history, the history of resistance, that they kill our big names, our main commanders, our important personalities, but in return, we don't retaliate with that much force. Or in short, why don't we settle the score? The next one is Salaam Alaikum Salaam. There's a lot of talk going on regarding the response of the Islamic Republic for the killing of Shaheed Ismail Haniyeh. With the history in mind, what kind of response should we expect from Iran? Is it some superficial thing or something realistic? And so the third question is, do you think there will be a response by the Islamic Republic to Ismail Haniyeh's assassination? When, where, and how? So pretty much the reason I combined these three questions was because they're quite similar to one another, and primarily they deal with the response of the Islamic Republic of Iran to Shaheed Ismail Haniyeh's assassination. So of course, you know, first and foremost, as far as international law is concerned and Geneva Conventions, the Islamic Republic of Iran has the right to respond to the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh. Again, you know, go ahead and do the research that any response that Iran gives is well within its legitimate rights as far as international law is concerned. Some of the things that are in here, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, he said again in one of his previous speeches, I think in his last speech, sometimes we kind of think, why doesn't this response happen incredibly quickly overnight? You know, it's been a couple of days already, why haven't we done something? Sayyid Nasrallah says that part of them waiting for the response is part of this punishment. If you will see the amount of anxiety that is created for the Zionist regime and their supporters, they're constantly calling the Islamic Republic of Iran, please, you know, don't do anything, please restrain yourselves, please take it easy. Multiple world leaders are calling because they're nervous, they're anxious. So it's creating anxiety. If you look at the stock market, the amount of damage that this waiting has done to the Zionist regime stock market, the currency also has become devalued because of this, and the amount of people that are leaving the Zionist regime. When people leave the occupied lands, it means that colonizers are leaving the occupied lands. So all of this is part of the punishment. The other thing is that, of course, the response is something which is qat'i. It is certain, it is something that will surely happen. But of course, you know, they say, al-ajlu min ash-shaytan, something like that, to be hasty is something of shaitan. The response, of course, is going to be cool, collected in an educated and elegant manner. You know, it will be in a place of the choosing of the resistance forces. It'll be of the choosing of Hezbollah. It'll be of the choosing of Ansarullah, of course, because Israel bombarded the Hodeidah port. That revenge is still to be taken. And of course, the Islamic Republic of Iran is also going to respond. Now, whether they do it separately or they do it all at once, I'm sure that these are discussions that are happening. Of course, it will definitely happen. One of the things that we tend to forget, you know, one of the questions was, well, why don't we just start eliminating all of their commanders and all of their civilians and all of these kind of things? There's a big difference between us and them, right? They murder civilians. We don't. Whether the colonizers are civilians or not is a separate discussion, right? But we don't kill civilians. If you look at throughout the history of Islam and our infallible and immaculate imams, they never resorted to the same tactics that the enemies would resort. They never poisoned their enemies. They never ambushed their enemies. They never lied to their enemies. They never did deceit to their enemies. Huh? If you look at Muslim ibn Aqil, when he was in the house of Hani ibn Urwa, they could have killed Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. But afterwards, when they asked Muslim ibn Aqil, why didn't you just come out and stab the guy to death? He said, this is not the way of Bani Hashim. And so there will be definitely a response, cool, collected, and in an elegant manner.
Just wanted to add to this whole retaliation and revenge. You know, because there are a lot of people who ask this question, what is going to happen with all the revenge and retaliation and response and so on and so forth. If you remember Shaheed Ahmad Mughniyah, Jihad Mughniyah, back in the day to Abbas Musavi, there are many revenges that are pending. So what I want to say, in the light of what Imam Khomeini, especially Imam Khamenei, and more especially Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah have been saying, I'm just going to give you a conclusion of how they look at the response and how they look at the revenge and how they look at the retaliation. According to the Axis of Resistance, the revenge of all the atrocities that are connected to the Zionist regime of Israel, all of them, is nothing but the annihilation of the Zionist regime of Israel. It's nothing less than that. Even if we respond, you know, like you saw after October the 7th and Iran, you know, sending these missiles and everything, this was again not a revenge. No, this was just making a statement. The real revenge is the annihilation of the Zionist regime of Israel, that Israel ceases to exist. All of the pure blood, all of the atrocities that they have committed, all of the genocide that they have carried out, the revenge is this. And if you remember Intiqam-e Sakht, the hard revenge, when Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei said after the Shahada of Shaheed Qasem Soleimani, what is that hard revenge? It is nothing less than the United States of America and its filthy and dirty existence to leave this entire region. This is what the Intiqam-e Sakht is. America must leave the entire region. All of the Muslim countries. We're not going to settle for anything less. So killing, I don't know, Trump in response or, you know, one of the officials, this is not something that the Islamic Republic is concerned about. This is not what the Axis of Resistance is concerned about. keep in mind the real hadaf when it comes to revenge.